ready? Packet 36. Okay, packet 36 is titled Inyonim Shonim, Assorted Topics. Now, in this, on the top, it had like 7 different topics. We only really dealt with like 3. So, we'll deal with what we dealt with. One is Me'uberes and Minika, someone who is pregnant or had a baby and nursing. So, there are some women that have a status of Misulakas Damim. They are have a chazaka that they're, it's not common for them to see their periods because of their the state of their hormones due to certain factors. For instance, someone is pregnant. So if she's pregnant, so she generally doesn't see her period. If someone is nursing, she generally doesn't see her period. So these people have a status of misulakas damim. So, and that's how we pass in. So a mu'uberes, anyone who's pregnant, or someone who just had a baby. Now, when we say just had a baby, even if we pass in Shulchan Aruch that, even if she's not currently nursing the baby, for 24 months after she has the baby, she's her body is kind of out of whack, and therefore she's misalakas damim, unless she sees. But we don't have to assume she's going to see.
Don't they say like if she stops nursing or medically, she becomes a needle or something?
Okay, right. So
it's just
24 months.
Right, like 2 years. But I mean, lamaisa, as we'll see, like once a woman has her period, she has to here. Just wait. Let's just hear it out, and then we could clarify if we need to. Okay. So by a mi'uberes. So when do we say she has the status of misulakas damim? So the Gemara says mishehukar ubra, when she's noticeably pregnant. So that's like 3 months. Okay. So that's when she has the status of misulakas damim. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Shuvas, he says, but you know it's nishtanu hatzvayim. We're different now. The teva of people is different, and as soon as they become pregnant, they stop seeing dam. So, l'cha'ora, one would say that she should have the status of misulakas damim right away. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, even though that's the metzias b'sman hazeh, but still, they made the din, mishahukar ubra, and that's how it is. 3 months. Rav Moshe, in Yoreh De'achiv Gimel, Nambez, so he argues on this, Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, based on a Bach and a Nod of Yehuda, he says that since the teva of women is different nowadays, that as soon as they become pregnant, they stop seeing having their period. So they have the status of misulakas damim immediately, right away. A woman takes a pregnancy test, she sees she's pregnant, so she has the status of misulakas damim. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, even though that's the Messias, 3 months. We still go with the 3 month thing. Okay. So, what's the nafkamina? She's misalakas damim. Okay, so now she has a degree, she's misalakas damim. What's the nafkamina? So, the nafkamina is that she can't establish a veses kavua if she's misalakas damim.
Cannot.
She cannot establish a veses kavua. Any time she sees dam, she'll have to treat as a veses she'eno kavua. So, let's just clarify. So, if she sees dam lamaisa, she still is anida. She still has to treat that like a veses she'eno kavua. Okay? So that's why this lady, after she gives birth, let's say she's not nursing, right? But the mice, if she sees dam, she still has to treat it like a veses she'eno kavua. She still has to be choshish for the vestos. As a veses she'eno kavua. But she can't establish a veses kavua now. Most of our women we don't have veses kavua. So
according to Rav Moshe, she should be able to establish it right away.
According to Rav Moshe, as soon as she takes that pregnancy test, she does not have to be choshesh for the vestos of this coming month.
Wow.
Now, when she sees dam, she'll have to be choshesh because she saw that she's kavua. But for that month, she won't have to. So now, our women don't have veses kavua so much nowadays. So, but the Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Sidri Tara that you don't have to be choshesh for Orna Beinonis either. Even on a bainus, you don't have to be choshish for. If you don't have to be choshish for Veses Kavua, then he says, Kolshkin, you don't have to be choshish for on a bainus. And the Chavastas, who, as we know from the previous shirim, is always a big on a bainus proponent, he says, no, you have to be choshish for the on a bainus. You can't give up on the on a bainus. Right? Reminiscent of the Chavastas we had before, last time, right? By the
honorary
Vest. Right. The Chavastas didn't want to say that a woman who has a chazaka more than 30 days could not keep the onabeninus. That's why he disagreed with Shmuel Sedeshen.
And Rabban Fadi doesn't hold by onabeninus at all.
Okay, right. Okay, that was for the vessels here. Talk about that. Okay, so that was the sikkum of the Mu'baris and Meinika issue. Okay? Let's go to the next issue, which was Amasla. Amasla, what is an Amasla? Amasla means an excuse. A woman says something, but she says, yeah, but I only said it for reason X, Y, Z. So do we trust her Amasla to redefine what she says? So what's the case in the Gemara? Gemara in Ksubis, not Nid, Ksubis Kafes, says that if a woman says, Eshus Ishani, I'm a married woman, and then she says, Priyami, Ani, then she says, you know, I'm available to be married. So he said, I understand, you just said you're an Eshus Ish, you know, a month ago. And we have a concept of Shavi Anafsha Chaticha Di Yisura. Once you say that you're Aser, so based on your own words, you created the Iser. Shavi Anafsha, you put the Iser on yourself. How could you say you're a Pnuya? How could you say that you're available now? So the woman says, no. You know something? Before, I was in a place where all the people asking me to marry them, they were the low-class people. And I didn't want to be badgered by them. So I just said, I'm an Ish, so they'll all leave me alone. Now I'm in a place when the upper-class people, the people I want to marry, so now I'll tell you the truth, really I'm available. So she is believed, because she gave an amasla, a reason, an excuse. Why did I say I was an Ish? Because I didn't want those people to bother me and ask me for a shidduch, right? I wanted the people in this new place. So because of her reason, we believe her, and we don't say Shavi Anafsha Chaticha Di Yisura, that she's treated as Asr. Likewise, says the Gemara, if a woman says Tmeya Ani, I'm a Nida, she tells her husband I'm a Nida, and then she says, you know, a day later, really I'm Tahora Ani. How could you say that? Shavi Anafsha Chaticha Di Yisura. She says, no, really I was always Tahora, she says. But I'm giving it a masla, a reason. You know why I said it was Tmeya? Because I was feeling sick. Whatever it is. I wasn't able to have tashmish, so I give a reason why I said I'm Tmeya. So she's believed to say that she's Tahora now, and her excuse is believed, and therefore she's Muteris. We don't say no. Once you said you're an Ida, that's it. You have to go to the mikvah. Once she gave it a masla, she's Nemes. And that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, based on that Gemara and Ksubis. There's another Gemara in Kiddushin which says, Chuchsucha Nida v'shchenoseh. If let's say she doesn't say she's a Nida, but she wears the traditional Nida clothes. Back in the day, Nida was a public thing. Tuma and Tara, everyone had to know who's a Nida and not a Nida. Nowadays it's a private thing because we're not knowing Tuma and Tara, unfortunately. So it's just no Gea to, you know, her husband, so therefore it's no one else's business. But before it was not, wasn't a busha. Everyone knew who's a Nida, who's not a Nida. I want to know, is she going to be matame in my chair? Not be matame in my chair. Right? So if she wears the nida clothes, and then her husband has tashmish with her, loka, we'll give him malchus, because she has a chazaka of being a nida. Once she basically proclaims she's a nida, that's a chazaka, even for onshin. We give punishment to even kill people based on chazaka. So this is enough of a chazaka, wearing the nida clothes, to establish her as a nida, even for the purposes of giving her husband malchus if he's ba'alel. The Rashba says that in this case of Hochsuka Nida Bishkenoseh, once she does a Maisa and she wears the Nida clothes, then a Masla won't help. She can't say, I only did it for reason X, Y, or Z. Because that's already too much of a statement for an Amasla to fix. Okay? And that's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Kofehe, where these halachas are found. Okay? One last thing we quoted regarding this issue was that we quoted a Shuvas Ramah.
All the Rashi was saying there is that no excuse will help you out.
Right. A masla only works if she tells the husband.
Right.
But if she makes a does a chuksa nida b'shkenoseh, that's too much for an amasla to patch up. The Ramah dealt with a case. There was a woman who three times she had miscarriages. And she was afraid that there's someone putting an ayin hara on her. So she became pregnant, and she said, you know something, this time I don't want to tell anyone I'm pregnant. I want to pretend like I'm a nida. This way no one will give an ayin hara. So she'll tell her husband, could we do this thing? Could we pretend that I'm a nida? And I don't know what exactly she would do, tell everyone she's a nida, but this way she'll be, so to speak, cheskes nida. So and the husband says, yes, let's do this, because you know, we don't want the ayin hara. So during this time period, before it's, you know, public that she's really pregnant, is he allowed to be ball out? Is he allowed to...
She's Mesulika's dam. What's the problem?
Oh, but she's Hochsuka Nida Bishkenaseha. So do we say, like, during this time, do we say that she's treated like a Nida? She didn't see it. She didn't see it. So, but she's proclaiming that she's a Nida. So, the Ramah has a long tshuva about a masla there, and he basically says it's okay. It's no problem. And this does not qualify as her being hooked like Nida Bishkeno Seha to say that the Baal's going to get Malchus. It's okay. And the Taz quotes us in Shulchan Aruch. And the Taz even quotes us in Ramah. He says, you know, the Ramah is a nicknas to a whole pilpul. The Taz says, I think it's pashut, it's okay, because a masla is when I have to, you know, afterwards, I have to kind of, you know, give an excuse as to why I did what I did. But this time, he knows from beforehand. We don't have to, in retrospect, you know, patch up the dirty work. We know ahead, we're going to this, you know, together. We all know we're going to put on this facade. So he feels that, the Taz feels it doesn't even nick us into a masla and it should be no problem. He agrees with the Ramah. He just thinks that you don't even need the Ramah's whole pilpul. Last thing that we discussed was Roa Dam Bishfoferes. So the Gemara Nida on Daf Chaf Aleph says that if a woman sees, she inserts a tube, Shfoferes, to Osa Makom, and she sees Dam through that tube, that she is Tahora. That does not count as Dam Nida, because the Pasuk says Bibsara, she has to see it in her flesh, and a normal way of seeing in the flesh is that it comes out in the flesh, not through a tube. Okay? And then the Gemara there has different shitas and tanoim, what constitutes normal, what constitutes not normal. But seeing in a tube is not normal. Everyone agrees to that. So based on this, Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to say a kula, I don't know if anyone ever did this, but a kula for women who ovulated early. And if they keep the whole nidus, they're going to miss ovulation and then they won't be able to become pregnant. So what he says is that she should have this tube inserted and any dam she sees will exit via the tube, and therefore she will obviate becoming a nida. And he says, Mikhumra, let her keep the deraisa, but that's just the deraisa, it's only 7 days. And then she'll go to the mikvah, he says, Mikhumra, but she'll catch ovulation. She won't need Shivanikim, she won't need 5 days or seven, you know, she'll just keep the deraisa, because technically she wasn't a nida. Achumra, keep the deraisa. Okay. So that's the kula of the Shofaris of Rav Shlomo Zalman. People didn't like this, and there was I don't know if anyone ever did this, Rav Zalman pointed out that this is nogea, again, to where you hold, you have to put the tube, the internal as or the external as, whereas the osa mokum. If Rav Shlomo Zalman is assuming that it's the external as, it's much more feasible. If it's the internal as, you have to go all the way up to the uterus there, then it becomes less feasible. That was just the idea of Rav Shlomo Zalman's hatsa for a kula for these women.